So this is done on February 22nd.
Just got an email from Susanna down in Texas. She had a car accident on the 14th. And she's a long email of what happened. The first part, what's interesting, is that there were crashes happening all around her, near her home, you know, not just her crash. But without reading through all that now, I haven't read the last bit, so I just want to read this to see, because I think she's asking a question. She says, severe thunderstorms hit the area 5 days later, February 19th. Amazingly loud thunder and lightning sounds like the lightning is hitting right next to the house. My phone emits a message notifying of a tornado warning in my area with instructions to take cover immediately. I decided to turn on the TV to see what might be happening. The broadcast shows a rotation in a thunderstorm cell, which had already passed over my area, so I went back to bed and fell asleep. And then she says, the anomalies, I guess, here are, one, my sister was visiting. She brought a dog who gets very anxious in thunderstorms. The dog came into my bedroom and slept there the whole night. The next morning, we commented on the storms, but were surprised that the national news mentioned a tornado in San Antonio. The local news wasn't saying much about it. Then the calls started coming in from friends and family living in other cities checking in on us because they heard about 100 homes had been damaged. In the past, this kind of severe tornado weather would be, the severe tornado weather would be pretty scary to me. However, I was totally calm and not even surprised when I did find out a couple of days later that there were actually four, maybe five tornadoes that touched down less than a half a mile away and damaged more than 250 homes. I knew I would not be affected. So, surprised the national news mentioned a tornado in where she is in San Antonio, but the local news wasn't saying much about it. Then she found out more about it days later. There hasn't been a tornado touching down San Antonio in the last 75 years. And tornado weather normally happens beginning in March, April. Now on to February 21st, yesterday. I'll try and be brief because this is getting long. I work part-time as a sales assistant in a model home for a home builder. Late yesterday afternoon, a couple came in and I took them to show them some homes. When we came back, the model home had been burglarized. Two televisions had been ripped off the walls and other electronic equipment were also stolen. The model home next door was also broken into. It was a pretty brazen thing to come during business hours and do this. However, again, I was unfazed. I had left my purse in a drawer and had left the office part of the home open and unlocked and was absolutely not surprised that none of my personal belongings had been taken. So I'm wondering, all this happened because she decided to double her dosages of RNA drops and the complete formula and everything. So I'm wondering if all these events could be related to my increased RNA dosage and my diligence on the total reset program. At the very least, I know that my demeanor and reactions have been totally helped by the products. What do you think? Maybe we can have a telephone call to discuss. Maybe Ian can join us. After all, there was that one time when Ian did want to chat with me and you, but you didn't see their emails until after we ended our call. Susanna, anything you want to say about what she's, is it caused by her decision to double her doses of RNA drops and make a concerted effort to take the complete formulas and the drops daily and twice a day? I even ordered the Rebob size of drops. Any comment, Ion?
She's now starting to live. She now is starting to live.
Why would accidents like this happen to her? Your car got totally wiped out. She didn't get hurt, but people thought she should have. And then accidents happened on the highway across the street and down in front of her house. Why? Beyond her chemical body, something's stirring up that she's caught.
She was outside of it. She was just outside of it. It's like what the people are finding out. We've not said this out loud, Bob. We've said do the OA stuff and the symbols and all that kind of stuff. But you're creating actually a perfect trifecta. Things like that you've experienced that you're starting. You're being made to believe. Do you understand those words, Bob?
Well, things are intense anomalies are happening to people.
No, actually, listen, what we said, you are being forced to believe.
So I'm being targeted.
Yes, of course. That's why we had to get you by yourself. Because otherwise, Carolyn has to come. Carolyn has to come and fix it. Carolyn. So you got to figure this out. All right. But no, it is significant. It is significant, especially to her, because she is doing the work. That means you say homework, Yeah. We don't say that. We think that's ridiculous what you say, but we go with you. We adore you, but it's still ridiculous what you say. But regardless, or invitingly so, we got to come back to a window to where you can see what you see.
Okay, what's that mean? I can see what I can see, or are you saying I got to start seeing the world
like
JW?
You did your shit with your arm, and you didn't even know what happened. At least she knew what was happening to her when it was happening to her. You didn't even know that.
I know I hurt my arm. What else do I have to know?
No, that's not the point. That you could have overcome it.
I could have not had it happen. Is that what you're saying? I could have had it not happen? Uh-oh. You've gone away.
No, it's all good. It's all, no, it's not on the way. It's okay. It should be.
I could have avoided it by seeing it coming and done something to avoid it.
Yes, if you would have acknowledged it, then it would have been different. That's
you mean acknowledge it before it happened?
Yes.
But
that's
I'm
what
not,
we're talking.
I'm so oblivious.
See, and you're
I'm
saying,
so oblivious.
You're saying that's ridiculous. I am. That's ridiculous. And we go, that's right. It's not ridiculous. That's the point.
Right.
It's not ridiculous. That's right. It's not.
Well, I would say generally, I'm pretty numb. I haven't really felt anything remarkable from the drops or anything. Right?
Yes,
maybe
you have. No, you have.
Well,
too.
I don't
you just
notice
don't know.
It. Yeah, I just don't notice it.
Right. So that's what the feeling thing is about.
Well, is this part of me not being human?
Yeah, but we don't want to pump that. We're not trying to raise that as an alignment.
Yeah, that should not be relevant. That's not a factor. So
right. You still have to go through the motions because you chose to be here and you chose to work with us and you chose to be in our window and blah, 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 and whatever else is happening. But let's get this. It's enough about you, Bob. Other people are feeling things. Other people are knowing things. Other people are having things because they're starting to pick up, like, say, in the OA movements. They're starting to get the point. They're starting to have experience.
All right.
And that's good.
Yeah. What would they experience in the OA effect?
Oh, they're starting to feel. They're starting to, sometimes we say feel, maybe for the very, very first time.
Do people need a strong relationship with somebody at some point in their life so they feel that personal one-on-one love? Most humans require
maybe.
That.
Maybe.
Are we moving into a society where that's going to be tested, whether that's required? Because many people are forced to live isolated lives now. Women don't have to be the traditional stereotype. So they're starting to explore not having the big love relationship, right?
Right.
Right. And they might have a few, you know, temporary ones, but, and we don't know how humans can take that. Is that what you're saying? We're exploring the new.
Basically, it happens. Because, see, you love them and you hate them and hate them and love them, and then sometimes it's just physical, and sometimes it's not physical, sometimes it's on, and sometimes it's not. And sometimes it changes, and, you know, it just goes on and on and on and on. And that whole set is a new kind of a thing.
Right. And for women, young women today, are they becoming traditional women, which is they require security more than anything else? Is that changing for women, younger women, that they're not motivated
sort
by
of.
Security?
Well, they're changing. That's changing too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The security angle is not a big motivating in their being, so they can be much like a guy. Multiple relationships and this and that. But all the time, the Android meme is reminding people, no, you have to be an average human and you have to have a family, kids, and mortgage. That's bugging them all the time, right? Even though they kind of are more detached from it than before. So, okay, we're at 20 minutes, 37 seconds of February 22nd. Note the date. She's ascended in the social mortar area.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Which I make the point that people got to learn how to talk right and know interact with the social part.
They don't. That you said it correctly. Talk right. See, you've even left the mark of speaking well. See, that's the even difference. That's even the difference, and that's our point. That's what we're even that shifted. Even that part has shifted.
You mean in people in general for the human condition?
Yes, that's the shift. That's what
you're
talking about.
Yeah, they got to text well now.
You said it. You said it correctly. They got to talk right. That's exactly correct. Rather, the grammatically correct would be speak well. But you said
right.
it the right, the correct way.
Talk very right.
Good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But the right. is text, do they have to text correctly now?
They don't.
Right. So they can be sloppy in texting, and they may not talk as much, but they got to talk. They
right.
can't let that slide. It's the most important
right.
Human function. But that's
right.
talking about talking right, that is not being creative, is it, with your words? That's a different matter?
Words don't creative. Create.
Words don't create? Everybody thinks
it's
they
over.
Do.
It's over. That's over now.
Well, that's a big revolution. I mean, nobody...
That's the new part. That's your new part.
We did hear you say that 6 months ago. I caught it and been wondering
uh-huh.
about it. Nobody else, maybe
yeah.
one or two, Susanna might have caught it. They're
well,
wondering.
They're numb. They're numb. But see, what's happening now, the body is starting to acquiesce to all this. Fra, fra, fra. It's starting to get better.
Well, what's it mean to acquiesce? Not have headaches or?
To shift or to get used to it or move with it or come to the place that it is.
So if words don't create, what creates now?
Didn't say.
All right. So do I publish this, broadcast this little section?
You can save it for a minute.
Okay.
The more people are going to have, wait, some more, we'll tell you. Some more people are going to have the occasion and the occurrence. And this is going to be what you call a theme. And when we say a theme, we mean it's something that people are going to come into and go, wow, wait a minute. Okay. And they'll start experiencing
okay.
it.
This dramatic thing that's never happened to humans before, words not creating, happens because of the... What? No, it's happened before? In eternity?
Well, but see, if it's happened in eternity, it is. So it has.
Right.
So we can't say it never has. If it's happened now, it has.
Yeah.
Did that help you?
Yep.
So
well, everything has happened. That's what eternity
okay.
means.
So if that's the case, then yes. So now here's your better question. Does this action affect the koanim? And the answer is yes. It absolutely changes the entire trajectory of all of Lower Somalia.
The koanim are a people?
Yes.
And a lot of them in Somalia? Lower Somalia?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, those
that's
are not the questions.
That's such a hot spot now, Bob.
Right, and that's they're not Coathanites.
No, Coathanites are different. They're part of the. They are different. That's different. They're
right.
different.
The Koanim are like the myth of the Coathanites, ascended people, been around for a long time from the beginning of the fall.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
The Koanim.
Well, as soon as they get here, yes.
All right. Where they come from? Somewhere else.
The land that our grandchildren made. Remember how many millions of times we said that shit?
Yeah. Did you mean from foreign-bodied worlds? Like UFO kind
there
of
is
stuff?
No difference.
Yeah, but are they? Would we consider them not human?
Maybe.
Well, what would you, if someone else was here, what would you say about me? What do I require? Like the way you just discussed with Roxy, Sue, and Ginny.
What would Wyndham Lewis? What would Wyndham Lewis say about you, Bob?
I think he'd find me a little too lazy. Maybe that would be it. Not
well. He would find
enough.
You. He would find you pernicious.
Pernicious. That would be unwholesome.
Yeah, you work well. You do fine, but you're pernicious. You're sloppy.
Right. I don't work hard enough. Don't develop a discipline.
Well, we don't know about that because, yeah, we don't know about all that.
I got to look
you
up
do work very. Yeah, do that.
Let's see what that is. pernicious. Don't think I know, certainly heard the word, but let's see what it actually means. Pernicious. Harmful effect, especially in a gradual, subtle way. Okay, that's, like you say, I fucked up on CKLN. I got people into my chart and my information. I'm actually fucking
you build
people
your
up.
Whole world. You build, well, that's right, but that's okay, because see, they, you know what they do? That's good. We said this all along. You made that all that ridiculous 40 years roaming around in the damn desert, running around with this McLuhan and the low T, and running around with all these different LaRouche bullshit and all these in the tiny note trying to bring some back around somewhere of how the Gutenberg galaxy got up in their butthole in the first place, which doesn't have anything to do with anything, but that's okay. You know why it's okay? Because you offered them. They look, wait a minute, Bob's doing well, I can make it. Hey, if Bob makes it, I'm in. If I can do what Bob does nothing, and I do at least as much as Bob. See? So you give a lot of folks hope.
That's amazing. Like, I could think that I'm such a great model for everybody, a stalwart human being, good, uses mind well, wonderful person. It turns out I'm such an idiot that helps people. If Bob can fucking bring forth Aya, then we can...
Well, look what you're able to do. Look what you're able to do. Look what you're able to do.
Well,
look at what you're able to do.
Well, what we do is we make products, because we allow you to interfere with them, and they help people. Is that what we do?
Right.
Is that what I...
Well, yeah, you needed some transcendental application. We said you don't have to do anything, but you said you wanted a stone. You said, like Moses, I want a rod and a staff to comfort me. That means somebody's going to whoop the shit out of me. I need a rock for the living water to come out of. I need something I can be disobedient to so I can be obedient with.
So people compliment
your story.
Me.
We're just telling it,
right? But a lot of people compliment me, or they say this as maybe they don't mean it, but they say you're amazing, what an amazing life. They don't notice that I'm a harmful effect on my amazing life. Is right?
No, your life is a long way. Your life is a long way home. Look where all you've been through. You should have had this solve from Toronto. You should have served this solve from New York. You had this solve for it. You should have had this long solve before you ever walked across the United States, or no, hitchhiked across the United States, for Pete's sake. Went through all this crap
What's
that
mean
you
to
shouldn't
be
have
solved?
Had to go through.
What would I have done if I had solved it?
You'd be way ahead.
At what? I'm pretty far ahead now, aren't I?
Okay, yes.
Like, what would we... You mean Bob's revolution? I would have been president now?
You probably would have. Well, you wouldn't have liked that. You'd want to be king. You wouldn't want to be that.
Right. I would have been king. But I had to let someone else do it. Trump. That's where I failed. Or
no, he's your... No. He's your heavy. No, he's your front man. It's fine.
Okay. But what would we have done? So we're taking the long... Like, it says in Nostradamus that Carolyn's struggle will be long and hard. Well, that's not because she attached to me, is it? Hey, is that because she attached to me? No. She just has an important struggle. It takes a long time to change medicine, so to speak, right? Or to change the health assumptions. She took on a major task. But what would I have, if I had gone faster, would I be a successful Hollywood writer, screenwriter or something? Like,
no, you wouldn't be a writer. That'd be terrible. You would be a hockey ball player.
Ah, hockey player. Okay.
Yes.
So, Wyndham Lewis, most people don't see my pernicious effect. He's pretty clear. He can see it, right?
Yes.
All right. Is that what Eric and Alex and all those guys in the McLuhan world, they see me having a pernicious effect, and they're correct?
They're not worthy to make that call. Yeah. Yes, it's exactly correct, but they're not worthy to make that call.
Yeah, they're pernicious themselves.
It takes one to be one, to know one, to see one, to have one, to be one, to fuck one, to see if you nut or not. So we're just being glib about it. But this thing with Carolyn is a nothing thing. We're just trying to say that these potential gamey games that are coming along aren't really gamey games. They're okay. It doesn't matter. We don't care. It's fine. But it's soon time to clean the mess up and let's get on with it.
And yeah, you're talking about the gamey games I play with the McLuhanites.
No, your business world. We don't care what you do about all that stuff. That's fine, Bob. You're fine.
All right, here's the question. Men seem to be very horny. They like to fuck as much as possible. Are women horny like that, or they're different? They want maybe more giggling, social life.
They want different. They want it different. They don't want it differently.
Yeah, they don't want
the same
thing. Not horny.
No, yes, they do. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. If you do it right, if you make them accustomed to it, but it's a different thing. It's a different way. They do it from the context of the receiving. That's the receiving side. They want to be the receiving side, so they have to gauge it to make sure that they're catching your eye, to be the what you think of when you are having release, that you are thinking of them. That's a control thing. Then they can go easy with it. Then they're comfortable. It's kind of like they have to be behind a locked door before sexually they're comfortable letting their inhibitions go. Because then they'll fuck in the woods. They'll fuck in the pond. They'll fuck anywhere. They don't care. They'll fuck the fuck. It's not about that. But that's why they want to be intimate. That's the difference.
Yeah, they want some kind of contact with the individual being. The guy just wants
but
the release.
No. That men folks, once they get good at it, they'll chase the same one. No, if you get the right one, they got you. That's what they're hoping to do. See, when couples get married, they come along, she's going to change her man. She's going to make him into what? He ain't changing for nothing. He ain't changing nothing. Okay, and he marries her, and he doesn't want her to ever change. And she immediately that day starts changing. She has a baby, and everything's blowed out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you have to work hard to get yourself back to where you're supposed to be, and blah, 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 blah. That's the same thing, same type of thing.
Well, what is that? Okay,
men,
so that happens to women.
The men think they're going to change. Men don't want their wives to change. Women think they're going to change their man, and they never do.
Right. Right. So they don't, and then the woman changes, and that's a drag. So most marriages are very disappointing within a few years, right? It's fucked up.
They can be. They don't have to be. They can be.
Well, it's very rare that a marriage makes it.
No, they can make it if they're based on something. If you get one that's based on something, they do well.
You mean if they have a baby?
No, not necessarily. Sometimes that forces you to be together when you shouldn't be together.
Right.
You know, but I mean, if that's what it takes to get your attention, then that's a little different conversation. But that's not exactly what we were referring to. You see?
Okay, what were you referring to?
That how you don't want the women, you act from the difference between female and male interactions. And you have both parts together, so this is not perfect every single time. But by and large, that's what happens. Women want to be comfortable. They want to be nestled. They want to be, that's why very beautiful, voluptuous women are very comfortable and happy with old, raggedy, draggy-ass, rich men. They like the comfort. It's not about the engagement. It's about the
security.
About the
security of the money and no worries economically. That's what you mean?
Correct.
Right. Because they're vulnerable. Women can get kicked out of society easier than men.
Not really, but it's the way they see it.
Yeah.
Not really, but that's how they see it.
Yeah,
it's
changing now. Yeah. Women get more jobs than men.
Well, yeah.
We go to the next part. Okay, this is a different topic.
Anymore, and while Bob's saying, we probably won't make it through the week, and you know what you're going to do, bless his heart.
Yeah.
We really should have called him the other day. It was sad, but we just didn't We didn't want to hurt his feelings, Bob. You got his attention. He was in the ICU, Bob. What more do you want? It's pretty bad.
Yeah, now they told him that there was a blockage in one of the arteries or something. And all the other stuff was clear. That's because the blockage they found was not the cause of it, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, Bob caused it. And so he's still vulnerable to my success profile, that'll piss him off, right? And then he'll do himself in. He's still vulnerable.
Yeah.
Right. So we do not want to rub that in too much.
No, it's not necessary. We would like it if he would ascend. He could be. You could give him a seat on the chamber, couldn't you, Bob? Couldn't you put him in there, fit him in somewhere?
Oh, yeah. But I always
fit all the subgenius in fit him in the subgenius and tell him that you're going to extend that Dobbstown, J.R. Bob Dobbs rule is going to extend a cordial invitation to the church of the very subgenius to sit on his secret council.
That's pretty good. Now, here's the thing. More and more subgenius guys, Stan guys, are signing up with me under other names, right? Because I don't recognize them. And all of a sudden, they're on. This is a guy who posted a picture of himself with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. What's that about? On my Facebook page. I don't even know who he is. I don't know how he got in.
Right. Why not?
Is he someone trying to represent Stan and insult me in some way?
No.
They're just trying to get attention in a perverse way.
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay, so what we were just saying there about just before Stang. So we're going to be gentle with Stang because he's going to go soon anyway, right?
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah.
You went too far. You went too long, Bob. You're going to take you days to go through this session. You know that, don't you?
I went too long on this session?
Hour and a half, and you fuss when it's more than an hour because then it's way too much, and it messes up your time, and you can't watch
it. That's right. That's not my movie watching.
Are you watching Legacy? You should watch Legacy 24.
That's the one. I knew there was one I wasn't keeping up with. I got to watch that.
Jack Bauer.
I've done one of them.
Jack Bauer and CTU and CPU and CTU and...
It
There's
seems a bit
a
weaker.
Blow
the
up.
People aren't as charismatic for some reason, but
well,
that doesn't matter, right?
Neither was Jack Bauer until you made him what he is today. So, you know how that goes.
He wasn't charismatic, but he is. We're used to him, but it's the same franticness that is what's appealing, and they got that.
Dun-dun. It's like the old NCIS, dun-dun, where you know the murderers don't come in, dun-dun. Oh, they're fixing to blow up the building, dun-dun. Oh, we've got 44 minutes, dun-dun. Oh, and the president's going to come in. Oh, dun-dun. And they're going to try to shoot the president. They're going to shoot him in the head. Dun-dun. Oh, it's not the real president. We're okay. Bring him back to CT. Oh, wait, we can't tell you what's going on. You'll hate it because the Schwarzenegger gets shot.
Yeah.
Don't say anything.
No, let me see. There's another interesting point there. It's good. Oh, that's what. We got Chad and them discussing different invasions, different scenarios. One thing. China is invading British Columbia. Is that a reason for Bush to invade Canada?
Bush?
What's his name? Don Trump. Is that a reason for him?
No, this is the Chinook Sound. This is Taboo, the show Taboo.
The Nootka Sound.
East India Trading Company. That's what this is still about.
Right, and they run America. That's the British Empire, which is not just limited to Britain. It's the Queen and everybody else. They're the empires in Ring 11.
It's all about otter pelts, Bob. Otter pelts.
Right. Okay, so the initiative with the Queen. So the Queen is like amenable to us or appreciates us, but she represents an empire.
She also wanted the South to win the Civil War too, Bob.
Right. But the so Nootka Sound. So that movie, that show I'm watching it is about now. Again, it's about Bob and Carolyn and the Queen.
Absolutely. And special forces and where the world is and how everybody's just a whore and you're just fucking them till they bleed. And then you move on to the next thing. And then they're trying to shoot you in the head. And they're trying to figure out. And they're trying to see if you have a conquest. And if you have a conquest, they're trying to take it over. And they're trying to beat you before you beat the king. And the king is ridiculous. And we run him. And we got it together anyway. And our little company will supersede the world. We are the East India Trading Company, right?
Who's this Sir Stanley, Sir something Strange, Sidney Strange, whatever his name is? Who's that in the world of noble people that we're up against? Kissinger? Warren Buffett?
No. The strainest, faintest strain of the Turning Taxon legacy.
Right,
that's all you have to conquer. That's all
and
you
that's
have to
IG
conquer.
And that's IG Farben. That's Big Pharma.
And they're out of money. They're out of money.
Yeah. They're out of everything. Yeah.
No, they're out of money. That's all
so Turning Taxon is And I still talk about, he's the main guy I mentioned, because people don't know the
yeah.
name. But, yeah, he's the main competition. So he's Sir Sidney Strange. Now, I know they got one more episode coming up. You know, what's his name? Tom Hardy. He's the actor. He's going to nail Sir Sidney. He actually said to him at the end, I think I got a role for you. I think I can use you, which
yes,
Sidney doesn't understand.
Use you. But
am I that guy?
I think I can. Yes, you are.
I'm the guy who, they say, I dominate the underworld. You know,
yeah,
the lowly poor people.
And then you look at us, then you know, well, no, it's not the lowly poor people. It's that other world. Because every time he gets in the water, that water's when you connect to us. Every time he's in the water, that's when you connect with us, is in the water.
And that's the metaphor of the RNA drops and the living water.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Oh, he thrives in that water.
He absolutely. So do you. So do you.
Right. Does that mean thriving in the RNA drops?
Yes, Bob. That's why
right.
we make a big to-do about your bathtub wasting, that you've never taken a bath in your life.
Okay. Did JW, one of the JWs, influence the script to make these
Time
points?
Time will tell. We would say it was an essay that was written. We'd say yes. Because it connects the Canadian myth kerfuffle with how it all brings you back to the Westminster.
Oh, yeah. It's all about little snow place in Canada. It's like Sue Bone's house or something. Or
right.
Sasha's house. That's pretty funny. Yeah, there's little Canadian people that happen.
So
Carol's visiting Nootka Sound. She's visiting by going to Verna Hunt's and seeing her son and all that. And she's visiting Nootka Sound. She's okay. So the it's about now East Trading Company. Is that one of the, are they the rings or one of the empires in Ring 11?
Of course.
Just one, or they?
Of course.
They're just one,
they
not all.
Ring. No, they're just one. There's ten. The ten horns.
Yeah.
You
ten
know.
Big horns. The ten kings in the Book of Revelation. They're the ten
empires. That's right. You're talking about the empire, the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. You did it, Bob. You made that goddamn YouTube from Babylon to Babylon. That means that those now, they have to fall. Your words. Nothing we could do, Bob.
Roxy did that. Roxy did that, didn't she?
Yeah, nothing. She did.
Like, she understands what she's doing as much as she can understand anything.
But that much power flowing through a human being, you got to come out somewhere or you'll kill something or something yourself. You can't contain it, Bob. Well, do you realize how ridiculous it'd be to be right all the time? Do you realize that?
Are you talking about Roxy or me or Ion?
We're talking about everybody. We're talking about everybody.
In Ion.
Gee, it's tough. Did you hear what we just said?
Yes, my words are powerful.
But words now words don't create.
Oh,
that's the difference between creation.
Creating on the new level.
What's the difference? What's the difference between power and creation? There's the rub.
Right. You're saying that Bob creates beyond words on the new level. That's how I create.
That's because LaRouche said that shit was in yay. That's what happened.
In what? Your ass, right. Well, Zanocrity. Bob Zanocrity is the new power.
Well, there you go. So
you don't even know what Zanocrity means. I'll let you work on that.
We have no idea. We have no desire.
No, but we've been get a new insight here.
We're all the oligarchs you want.
Right. Don't drum me
right.
up. Listen, this is a key point. New insight. I never worried about word power because I was operating on the post-word power world you say we're in now. Right?
Correct.
That's the new thing.
But your words
better
are
keep that
powerful,
to myself, right?
But words are powerful, but words no longer create. That's the difference.
And my explanation of the post-word multimedia world is the reason why.
It's mortarless. It's a mortarless reality now.
That's what you mean by beyond media culture, beyond the end. I mean, social mortar is gone. Because Dave Wirtz said to be 93.
Right.
How much of Rai will be left over, Bob? You're saying none of it's left over, but there's still...
All in the soup.
Yes, but there's still a public zone, some kind of shared people.
Really?
People aren't.
CNN was the public zone. Edward R. Murrow was the public zone. Walter Cronkite was the public zone. Walter Winchell was the public zone. We can't tell.
I know. Is Jake Tapper, Wolf Blitzer,
They're at CNN headquarters. Is that Atlanta, Georgia? I don't know where, or New York.
Well, most of it is in Atlanta. They have a huge space in Atlanta, but they also, it's in Atlanta. Yeah, it's in Atlanta, period.
But there's also big
places
thing in
that
New York.
There is.
So Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper get together with management privately and say, we're fucked. Do they acknowledge that to themselves?
They do now. When the sitting president of the goddamn United States of America says you're fake news and don't worry about your 10 o'clock show because no one watches it anyway.
So he does it
from the fucking East Room of the White House while you're there president.
Good.
It's like you're kicking you in the head. Oh, excuse me, stop. I know what you are. I know who you are. I've renamed you. You're no longer fake news. You're very fake news.
That's right. I'm listening now.
We're not going to regard you at all.
Yeah, listen to this. Three Ionauts have gotten together, Brew, Chad, and MJ. And they have their dialogues, and they record them. They're interesting because it's called The New Standard. It's basically Bob and Ion and Carol stuff that they don't say too much, but it's there. They're building on it and riffing around it. They were amazed at the press conference. Do I not realize how amazing the press conference was? Because it's all about me, so I'm not paying too much attention. But do a lot of people recognize that Trump really did something amazing there?
Yep, he really, really did. He really did.
Right. They just can't believe that since the media are God, that the president who needs the media tells the media to go fuck itself. That's what's astounding people.
Which every other time, see, you had to have them to get your word out. Now you no longer need the post. You used to have the post to make it.
Yeah, the new medium, Twitter, made a new environment, and he just applied it. That's why I say he's...
Well, we said that. We already acknowledged that. Remember, we already acknowledged that to death. But the bearing of the Android meme.
The bearing?
Burying.
Burying, right. Okay, so it's a mortarless world. That means there's no public communication. So Trump is just doing Bob's will. That's all he can do. That's the only public part that's allowed.
Or left.
There it is. The final, Bob gets the final word. Last guy on the beach.
Yay. No, Beach Bob is the last guy on the beach, Bob.
I'm quoting Quoker. He said that back in the 80s, people are fighting to be the last man on the beach. Well, that's where I ended up, at the best beach, right? I'm acting it out literally.
We
are the greatest theatrical entertainment possible. Most people can't take it, but we are. If you put up us against Hamilton or Michael Jackson or any of these people, we are the most interesting, powerful, and deepest entertainment available, correct? Would you agree with that?
Yes, Bob. You're the most incredible person in the world. We agree.
And what are you? What are you guys?
We are chopped liver. We are chopped liver. That's what we are. Chopped liver.
Quoting that.
Okay.
We come to a fine epiphany.
Yes, we'll chat with you tomorrow.
Okay, help my arm get better, even better, faster.
Okay,
work on my
arm. Spray some magnesium on it too.
Okay, good. All right.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Good session. Bye.